Howdy, and welcome to the first episode of the Fashion Bible Podcast. I'm your host, Mary Becca Wilson. Today, I have a special guest with me, my friend and sorority sister, Presley. Today, we are going to be talking about Bama Rush TikTok, our sense of style, and who inspires us, and what we see style-wise on our campus at A&M. Presley, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about your style.
My name is Presley Weyerbaugh, and I am a sophomore at Texas A&M University, where I study agricultural leadership and development with a minor in agricultural communications and journalism. And on campus, I'm involved as the president of Sigma Alpha Sorority, which is a professional agricultural sorority, as well as being an ambassador for the College of Ag and Life Sciences. So I got into fashion because shopping is my passion. I love shopping with my mom, my grandmother from a young age. And so now that I'm older, it's become something that I'm really passionate about and I take in as one of my hobbies.
Okay, so Presley, can you explain to listeners your sense of style, people who inspire you, if any, and your favorite trends?
Yeah, so my sense of style, I use a lot of bright colors when I'm picking out pieces to wear. I'm also a big fan of sparkles, so anything that has like sequins or shimmers. I also like bold pieces, you know, that really allow me to express myself, as well as like fun jewelry. And I also wear a lot of headbands. And then some of the people who inspire me are like Emma McGowan, who was really popular during Bama Rush.
Yeah,
on TikTok, her at is Dolly Parton Wannabe 02. She's such an inspiration to me. And then Leah Jackson, she's another one who's on TikTok that I really enjoy getting to see her outfits and style. And then a lot of my friends and the girls in my sorority, like Mary Becca, y'all inspire me kind of in I take off for y'all.
That's so sweet. I did not know that. I'm like starstruck right now. Okay, so how would you explain the majority of sorority girls' fashion style at Texas A&M?
Yeah, so kind of like I talked about, I think that there's a lot of like really kind of bold pieces lately, like obviously, you know, just pieces that express yourself. I just bought a sweater that says like Whoop on it.
That's cute.
Super cool. Yeah, so brands like Queen of Sparkles are a really good way to like personalize and make it your own, as well as like Stony Clover. I just shopped the Target collab.
Yeah.
And so I really like that because you can customize it. So I think sorority girls are really drawn to a lot of the things that they saw like on Bama Rush, like Stony Clover and the really ruffly skirts. And just bright and bold pieces that allow you to express yourself.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, on campus, most of the girls just wear athleisure. I mean, the typical outfit would probably be like Hokas or On Clouds, the tennis shoes.
Yes.
And then sure. Lululemon shorts or the Free People Way Home shorts are really popular.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, I have like one pair, but it kind of rides up when you have a backpack on, so
that's
it's
true.
Not the best option. And then, of course, the oversized t-shirts for sure.
Oh yeah, but
I would say like when people go out, I don't know, it just depends really. Like the typical uniform for going out, usually I would just wear like dad jeans, and then I'll wear like some vintage Havana sneakers and just like a cute top, and then accessorize it with gold jewelry and whatnot. But
yeah,
what do you
exactly
think?
That's exactly what I do. I usually wear like a pair of dad or mom jeans, and then I also wear, you know, really statement piece jewelry. Like I just bought a necklace that has a chill pill on it. Super cool.
That's cool.
Or like things that, you know, express who I am, have my initials, that kind of thing. And then yeah, just really simple tops that like, I don't know, are very form flattering and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So let's just get into the Bama Rush TikTok. It's kind of hard to explain if you really weren't on it, like, but this all happened in August, this past August, and it was pretty much just girls making out OOTDs or whatever of what they were wearing to rush that day. So do you want to go a little bit deeper into that? Like,
yeah, so I remember I was getting on TikTok and just seeing all these girls. My For You page was full of girls showing off what they were wearing for the different days. And it almost became like a worldwide phenomenon because we were just, you know, watching these OOTDs every day and saying, oh my gosh, like this is where they got that from. And I really like that. And so, you know, it gave me a lot of inspiration on what I could potentially wear and different, you know, shoes. Like, they went all the way from head to toe. Like, what jewelry they were wearing to what shoes they were wearing to where the dress was from. So it was a really good way to kind of like market for different brands. Like I know that some of the influencers even signed with like the pants store. And
yeah.
I just have to have it and some of those. So.
I personally, I was like, oh my gosh. Did you ever wear Queen of Sparkles before the Bama Rush TikTok?
I didn't.
So you learned about it through this?
I learned about it. Yeah, I learned about Queen of Sparkles through Bama Rush and just getting to see those TikToks. And so that was really interesting kind of because I wound up falling in love with this brand and knowing like, oh my gosh, they have A&M stuff. And it was super exciting to see that.
Yeah. I don't know. How would you describe Queen of Sparkles? It's like the modern, like today's Pulitzer, but like, way more spark. It's like obviously the name is Queen of Sparkles, but lots of sparkles, lots of bling, very yeah. girly, frilly. What do you think?
There's lots of sparkles. Everything is, you know, really different from the stuff that you see in stores.
Yeah.
I know it's more of like a boutique-y brand now. The best part to me is that it's customized to every single school. So like all the SEC schools and even some of the other schools have custom pieces that like the sweater I was talking about that says Whoop. And, you know, things that have Reveille on them. And obviously, I love that because it really allows me to show my school spirit. But I would say that, like, it's very girly. There's a lot of sparkles, a lot of really bright colors, and a lot of metallics. So.
Yeah. I think it's crazy, though, that I followed Emma on TikTok. And her username is Dolly Parton Wannabe. But I think it's just crazy how all of them got, they just blew up. Like, they're famous on campus, pretty much, and...
Yeah, for sure. Like, you just think about, like, last year at this time, they were just normal high school seniors.
Yeah.
And now they're, like, have their own boutiques and are major, like, influencers in fashion and style.
Also, they kind of took you through the rush process, which I thought was pretty interesting. Like, you were there from day one, and then everybody was just, like, super excited. Like, oh my gosh, what'd you get? Like, who'd you get a bid from? And so, like, it was exciting for the viewers, I think, to, like, go through the journey with them because it's definitely way larger scale at Alabama than it is at A&M, for sure.
For sure, yeah. But it was really cool to get to watch, like, at the end, like, where they wound up and kind of just followed them. And you almost felt like you knew them, like, you knew what they were going through every day.
Yeah, I feel the same way. But a lot of them got... like brand deals, like they'll go to pants store and like do a try on thing, and obviously they're making commission from that. I think Emma started her own boutique.
She does. It's called like Butterfly Girly Boutique. I was actually looking at the other day. There's super cute stuff.
I think she has a podcast too, which is pretty interesting. So
yeah. She's
a good one to follow. Jimmy Buffett, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
What would Jimmy Buffett do? I remember her.
She is another girl that was pretty big.
I say she's working for Barstool now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I thought she worked at like Lavish Tuscaloosa or I just have to have
maybe
it.
She does, yeah, one of the two.
But I learned about, I mean, I guess the only stores that come to mind when I think of Bama Rush TikTok would be Pants Store. I just have to have it. Lavish Tuscaloosa. What else?
Oh, there's another store that I was just looking at. Think of the name. Oh, Lou & Co.
Oh, yeah. That's in Alabama,
like,
right?
Yeah, it's more like house goods even. Like, just using those girls to promote, like,
yeah,
home goods. So.
So all those places y'all can shop online, but obviously they're more in Alabama. But I think it was interesting, too, because once the girls at Alabama did it, the girls at Georgia did it.
Yes.
Like, they did that.
And then the girls at Ole Miss, and then, you know,
yeah,
down to A&M. I saw the A&M ones.
I did, too. It was just really interesting to see, like, the effect of social media influencing so many people. And also, like, it really took over. Like, brands started really catering to, like, the trends, like, the tennis shoes, the...
No, for sure. I've definitely seen, like, even at, like, Sabi and some of those boutiques here in town in College Station, I've seen them trend to more, like, buying Queen of Sparkles when they go to market and that kind of thing to cater to the likes of the sorority girls.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have for y'all today. Thank you, Presley, for being my first guest on the Fashion Bible podcast. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. My username is Mary_B Wilson. And Presley's is Press GRACW. To keep up with the Fashion Bible Podcast in our second episode, visit us on the web at agcj366@tamu.edu. Till next time.